Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Main Street. Main Street. Of the most popular street names in the United States, none is more popular than the street called Main. Every big city has a Main Street, and small towns either have a street, an avenue, a boulevard, or a parkway called Main. You see, when cities were established hundreds of years ago, Main was the name of the most important street in the town. It's where all the businesses and enterprises were located. It's where you wanted everyone to go when they visited your city. And over the years, new streets have emerged, but Main remains the most dominant in business and in life in general. We too must have a Main Street, a set of priorities and principles that govern who we are. The Main Street in our lives represents our core, and it should always be cherished. In business, leaders are searching for, many of them, Main Street, and those who know their Main Street are the ones that excel and advance. In this series, we're going to uncover the four key elements to long-term success by using our BLVD acronym. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the four main ingredients that every professional must have in order to grow like never before. That B in our acronym reminds us of the importance of belief system. Yes, my friends, everything in life begins with belief. Henry Ford once said, whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right. See, many people have lost hope and their confidence has been shaken simply because they lost their belief. You see, there are ways that we can choose to believe. Remember, belief is first a choice, and belief can be either sporadic or systematic. You see, sporadic belief is believing only when things are going well, when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, when everything is good on the left and the right. Yes, my friends and neighbors, many people suffer from sporadic belief. They believe when their team is winning, but then they lose confidence as soon as they fall behind. Then there is systematic belief. Systematic belief is the art of believing no matter what, believing in yourself and the gifts you've been given, believing in your team and the things that you are using to win and advance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, believing in the face of criticism, adversity, believing no matter what the obstacle might be or the challenge. Yes, my friends, every inventor faces criticism. Every innovator, every trailblazer. You see the big companies like Tesla and Uber. Don't you recognize that many people told them that they couldn't win, but that did not change the way they believed? In order to strengthen your belief system, consider the following. First, always look on the bright side. There is a silver lining behind every dark cloud. Then, refuse to quit on your visions and your dreams. Imagine if Ben Franklin, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Harry Firestone, imagine if all those guys would have quit before they had the opportunity to achieve their goals. Our world would be a much different place. Then cultivate meaningful relationships. The people who are in your corner, cultivate those relationships. Cherish the team members you have, and then always do your best. If you believe, you'll give it everything got because you know that that's all it takes to win. That L in our BLVD formula reminds us of the importance of leverage. See, leverage is the art of using what you possess to maximize your advantage. When you think of leverage, think about a lever, an actual lever. You know, if you're outside and you've got a large stick and you want to move a larger object, if you position your stick the right way, then you can move an object much larger and that weighs much more. By the same token, the gifts you've got, the abilities and the talents that you've been given, if they're used the right way, you can leverage those to your maximum advantage. All it requires is exploring what you love to do. Yes, my friend, think about what you love to do. Then think about what you do well. Then expand your horizon to learn even more. The saddest part about many people is they die without knowing the true gifts and talents they possess, without ever using or leveraging them to their advantage. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to use your skills for your benefit. Use them, and these people should know that they are priceless. And because they are, my friends, we've got to leverage those to our advantage. I challenge you, my friends, to take inventory of what you do well and then recognize the market value of your talents and abilities. And if there isn't a market right now, create a market for it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can create markets for our abilities. There was a painter many years ago that specialized in drawing humans that had large, oversized eyes. That spread like wildfire. A craze caught on, and these big-eyed portraits became the talk of the town. Millions of them were sold. How did it happen? A market was created where a market didn't exist, all because of leverage. That V in our acronym reminds us of the importance of victory. Yes, my friends, winning is simply the reward for consistently doing things better than everyone else. And we all enjoy winning. We always say that everybody loves a winner. How often are you achieving victories in your space? Are you reaching your goals? Are you recruiting and retaining top talent? Are you overcoming adversity? Are you closing the deals? Are you expanding into new markets and territories? If we make the habit of winning culture, we'll discover that winning first of all begins with a mindset. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those teams that believe they can win oftentimes do, but we can never underrate the value of victory. It inspires, it mobilizes, it energizes. Everyone enjoys it when their favorite team wins, and we should also enjoy when we win as well. Last but not least, my friends, the D reminds us that one of the main things is discipline. No matter what we do in life, discipline is important. We've got to be able to receive the instruction and the knowledge that associate with success. In its original saying, that word discipline is derived from a Latin word called discipulus, and it really meant a student or a pupil, a person who was willing to learn via instruction and knowledge of another. So one of the ways that we develop discipline is through mentorship. We have to be taught how to organize our lives. We have to be taught how to achieve great levels of success. We need a pattern, and a mentor provides such a pattern. If you've ever seen those kung fu movies where the young upstart kung fu artist is trained by a seasoned mentor, that young kung fu specialist is learning from him all the things that he needs to know in order to win. By the same token, my friends, I challenge you to secure that mentor, receive the instruction and the knowledge and the pattern for success. Do everything as instructed, follow all of the guidelines, and then discover how much better you can become. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.